Growing up as a child in grandmother's care. Grandmother told me he would always be there. Now I'm a grown man living on my own. I can truly say that Jesus, he ain't never left me alone. Every now and then I have to tell him, Lord, I am
dependent on you.
It's all right to clap your hands this morning and help me tell the Lord, Lord, if you don't mind, let me say it one more time for you. Growing up as a child in my grandmother's care, I never will forget it. My grandmother told me, she said, Demetrius, Jesus would always be there. Oh my. I'm a grown man, living on my own. And I'm so glad today I can truly say that Jesus, he ain't never left me alone. Hey. Come on, fellas, let's take this thing on home and say this. I'm dependent
on you.
See, some of you might not be going through some things, and you might not have to depend on it, but I do. I'm dependent
on you.
Come on, fellas, let's drive this thing. Whoa,
the day the Lord has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Stand to your feet as we give the Lord praise this morning. Amen. Nobody can do me like Jesus. Aren't you glad today to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. If you're happy about it, help me say thank You, Lord. Can you just tell him that? Thank you, Lord. Oh, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I just want to thank you, you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Let me thank you. Thank you, Lord. Just want to thank you, you Lord. Has it been good? You've been so good. Yeah, Lord. You've been so good. Lord, you've been so, so good. I just want to thank you, you Lord. I got one more thing. You saved my soul. You saved, my soul. I'm glad about it today. You saved my soul, Lord, Lord, you save my soul. Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord. Can we just tell him one more time? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Every day of my life, I just thank you, Lord. Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord. Praise God. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. He's worthy of all of our praise. Amen. Reverend Gordon is going to come with our invocation and give us our scripture for the morning. Amen.
Father God, we come before you this morning, Lord. We come before you humbling ourselves, Lord, and just saying thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father God, for this day, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you for our uprising this morning, Lord.
Yes.
And we say thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Because you kept us last night, Lord. You didn't have to do it, Father God, but you did.
Yes.
So we say thank you, Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Yes.
And Father God, this morning, as we come before you in your sanctuary, Lord, to give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We
yes,
come
Lord.
Together, Father God, on one accord, Lord. And we want to lift your name up on high, Lord.
Yes.
We give you thanks, Lord. As your word says, to enter into your gates with praise. praise and thanksgiving.
Yes, Lord.
I pray now, Father God, that you pray for, I pray that you bless everyone, Lord.
Please, Lord.
Under the sound of my voice.
Yes.
Everyone in the sanctuary, everyone on their way here, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I bless ask you. Now, Father God, that your Holy Spirit be released in this place,
yes,
Lord. I pray, Father God, that as your Holy Spirit comes down,
mm-hmm,
that it touch, Lord. It moves in a mighty way, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That lives will be saved,
yes,
Lord. That souls will be set free,
yes,
Father,
Lord.
God.
Yes, Lord.
I ask that as your word comes, Lord,
come,
that we decrease, Father God, mm-hmm, that you may increase.
Yes, Lord.
So touch the man of God that will be bringing the word this morning.
Do, Lord. Do, Lord.
Do, Father God, have mm-hmm your way.
Have your way, Lord.
It is in Jesus' mighty and awesome name we say thank God.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank
praise
you,
God.
Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God praise deserves God all the praise.
Yes.
He
yes
is so worthy.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank him for just simply protecting us from danger seen and unseen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
We serve a mighty,
praise
mighty
God.
God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, this morning, good morning, New Hope, good morning.
Good morning.
Our passage scripture this morning will be coming from Matthew 19.
All right.
And it will start at the 13th verse and end in verse 26.
All right.
And the word of God reads, starting in Matthew 19 and 13, then were there brought unto him little children that he should put his hands on them and pray, mm-hmm, and the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, suffer little children, and forbid them not to come unto me,
mm-hmm,
for such is the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And he laid hands on them and departed thence. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing should I do,
mm-hmm,
that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God.
Mm-hmm.
But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments.
Mm-hmm.
He saith unto him, which Jesus said,
mm-hmm,
thou shalt do no murder.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness.
Mm-hmm.
Honor thy mother and thy father. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man said unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying,
mm-hmm,
he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved?
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men,
mm-hmm,
this is impossible,
mm-hmm,
but with God, all things are
all
possible.
Things, yes.
May God bless all of you,
mm-hmm,
and all of those who not only hear his word, but obey his word.
Amen.
Amen. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Give our musicians a hand as they come at this hour.
Thank you. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Bye.
Praises of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We give all honor and praises to our Heavenly Father this morning. If you love the Lord, give him another hand clap of praise. Amen. But truly, he is so worthy of all of our praise. Amen. We give honor to Reverend Gordon this morning and to all of the officers and to the mothers, choir, usher, saints, and friends. We're just so happy to have you that out there in radio land join us this morning for our worship service. Amen. We say to you all, welcome. Praise God. Good to see our chairperson for our trustee ministry is back. Amen. Diganess Dorothy Daniels. Praise God. Amen. As we continue lifting her in prayer. Amen. At the passing of her mother. Amen. So happy to have you back. God bless you. All right. We want to take this opportunity to thank once again our women ministry for such a glorious, glorious Women Day on last Sunday. Amen. Sister Hammond and Sister Obiani, we thank God for them and their staff as they put together such a wonderful, wonderful Women Day program. Amen. So our hat goes off to them. Amen. And to all of you that took a part. It was just great to see the new talent. Amen. That's what I like about Men and Women Day. We discover the new talent that we have in the church. Amen. And I know who I can put to work now. Praise God. So we thank God for all of you that participated on the last Sunday. Again, we want to let you know that we do have in-house Sunday school at 9:30, those of you that would like to be a part. Now, we had to go back to mandatory mask wearing and temperature check because the numbers for the virus is going up. Amen. And we had some people to test positive from our congregation. But we thank God that we got it under control. They're just isolating at home now. And we ask that you would just please be careful, wear your mask, social distance. Amen. For this virus is no joke. And it's something that we're going to have to deal with. Amen. So there's no need of us just to panic. We go every place else we want to go, so we might as well come to church. Amen. We just have to make adjustments. Amen. Do what we have to do. So we say to you, just be careful. Wear your mask. And so just wash your hands. Amen. And just make sure they're of your environment. All right. Do we have any graduates here today? Anyone graduating high school, elementary school? Anybody? All right. All right. We don't have anybody. Praise God. We thank God for all of our 2022 graduates. Amen. We honor them. And we pray that God will bless you in your new chapter of life. Amen. We know that the older we get, the more responsibilities we're going to have. So we might as well just get used to that. Amen. Praise God. So we want to say to you, we encourage you not to fear, because you have a God that is able to supply your every need. Amen. Praise God. All right. Thank you again for those of you for your tithes and your offering. We want to say to you, in case you haven't been noticing, there is a basket that is in the vestibule as you enter and as you exit, that if you want to leave your tithe and your offering, you can put it in there. Thank you so very much. Let us continue praying for all of those that are on our sick and concerned list. We have some bereaving families that we ask that you would please lift in prayer. One of our very own, Sister Ashley Kluntz, please keep her and her family in your prayers. her niece, Dejana Thomas, passed on last Tuesday from a heart attack. She had just graduated, amen, and I believe she was only about 23 years old. And so we ask that you would please keep that family lifted in prayer. We never know where death is, whether we're young or whether we're old. We just have to make sure that we are prepared. We don't know when our assignment is going to be up. So we just have to be ready, as Paul says, for our departure. Amen. Praise God. All right. We ask that you continue praying for Minister Saquita Pimpton. Amen. It's her, the passing of her father. And they had his homegoing celebration on last week. And so we ask that you would keep that family lifted in prayer. By the way, the homegoing celebration for Sister Ashley Clunt's niece will be on Tuesday, May 31st at 1 p.m. here at the church. So we ask that you will lift that family in prayer. Pray for Deaconess Sam's mother, Julie Ingram. She fell and broke a hip, and so she had to have surgeries. She's recovering. We thank God. As of last Wednesday, she turned 94. Amen. So please keep her lifted in prayer. Also, Sister Evelina Danford and Sister Dennis Gardner, keep them lifted in prayer. Sister Lola Jackson, as she's recovering from her knee surgery. Ernestine Clark, and she's recovering. The Stewart family, amen. So keep all of those on our sick and concerned list listed in prayer. Pray for our young people as they are graduating, amen, that God will protect them, watch over them, and guide them through life, amen. We have a couple of thank you notes here, and then we're going to get out the way, amen. The phrase is simple and the words are few, but behind them is a whole lot of appreciation. Thank you for your support. Know that we appreciate everything that you have done for us. This is coming from the Amaro and Jackson family there in New Orleans. So they thank you so much for the cards and the concerns. You know, they were members here. They came here from Hurricane Katrina, and then they moved back home. And so the passing of Mother Amara, we ask that you would please continue praying for that family. Also, we have a thank you note here from the Pimpton and Love family. They thank you for your cards, for your kind words, phone call, whatever you did to make them comfort during their time of bereavement. This is from the Love and Pimpton family. Amen. And then we have another happy note. This is 2020 graduate Courtney Winterham. Amen. Graduating from Mercer University. Amen. She graduated May 16, 2022. Amen. So we thank God for her. Amen. Let us continue encouraging our young people that they will, amen, do the best that they can and ask God to stir up the gift that is in them that they might do his holy and divine will. All right, God bless you. We're going to have some more music now, and then we'll come back with a word from the Lord. Thank you.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Woke up this morning, we were trying to decide what we were going to do. We gave the youth the Sunday off because of graduation. I still consider myself a young person. I just ain't as young as I used to be.
There you go.
But this song popped in my head early this morning. Don't know why, but now I get it.
Yeah.
Because regardless of what's going on around us and what's happening in the world, the Lord is still blessing us just because he can.
Yeah.
Not that we've done anything good, bad, right, or wrong. It's just that God is still God. And we're living under the favor of his grace.
That's right.
Whether we know it or not. Because if God had his way, he could have wiped us out a long time ago and started completely over. But real simple, the Lord is just simply blessing us in this place right now. And I promise you, if you just drive down the road and roll down the window one day and you just look and you just say, the Lord is blessing me.
Uh-huh.
And you can't say it with a smile. Right now.
Yeah.
Oh, right now.
Well,
I said the Lord.
The Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
Just simple as that. Is blessing me. When is he doing it? Right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right now. I'm so glad that he woke me up this morning and he started me on my way. Hey, the Lord.
Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord.
Is blessing me.
Yeah.
I can point at myself right now. Oh, right now. Let me say that one more time from the top. The Lord is blessed. It's blessing little old me right now. I may be a little tired, but I'm still moving. Oh, right now. I said the Lord is showing up blessing me. Oh, right now.
Yeah.
Oh, right now. Second part where it says right here, he woke me right early this morning.
Well,
and I was closed in my right mind.
Yeah, Lord. You know what?
He didn't let me sleep too late.
What
because he needed me.
He woke me
right on time. I like that part. That's why I can say, he woke me up this morning and he started. Say that again. I was talking to my grandmother and she said, little A, he woke me. She's 90 years old. Up this morning. She always say, hey, little A, how you doing? I said, I was close
yeah.
in my ride. there. Let's on there right now.
Right now.
When is he blessing us?
Oh, right now.
Think about all the hell you went through this week, but he's still blessing you.
Right now. Oh, right now.
When you go to work tomorrow, tell him, simply he woke me.
He woke me up.
Don't believe the Lord is blessing you right now, we can just take you to yesterday, because yesterday he touched you and you woke up yesterday.
Yeah.
Friday he woke you up.
Yeah.
Thursday, I ain't got to go through all the days of the week, but we don't even have to talk about how he has blessed us with a little food on our table.
Yeah.
That's why when we get to that, he blessing me every day.
Yeah.
The Bible says he gives us new mercy.
New mercy.
Every day.
Every day.
Not the same one, but new one.
New one.
So that means I can throw my hands up and tell him, the Lord,
the Lord
is blessing me. Oh, right now. Oh, right now. Put those blessed hands together.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's a personal testimony. Amen. The Lord is blessing me right now. I don't have to ask nobody else, because he's blessing me right now. Amen. Clap your hands one more time for Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. We thank our musicians, director, for blessing us this morning with those selections. Amen. This usually normally is our Youth Sunday. Amen. And we know that there's a lot of graduations going on. Amen. I just got back, amen, Friday, a week ago from Boston. My oldest granddaughter graduated from Northeastern University there in Boston, Massachusetts. Amen. There were 15,000 of them that graduated there at the Red Sox Stadium there, Fenley Park. Amen. And so, you know, that was a long, long graduation. So we thank God, amen, for the journey. God bless you. Let me leave this with you this morning. We want to sort of talk to the graduates a little bit. Those that are here and those that are listening in, we want to sort of try and encourage you. Out of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. Amen. Verse 26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Thank you. You might be seated. Father God, once again, we thank you for this privilege, for this opportunity to just say a word for you. We pray, dear Father, that your Holy Spirit will come now, take control, take these lips of clay of mine, use them for your glory. Bless these, your people, with a word from on high, that they might be delivered, saved, set free. And we pray, Father, that thou would just let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. This we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. I want to leave this thought with you. With God, all things are possible. Amen. Thank you, ushers. We want you to understand something, that in life that we are dealing with many issues. We're dealing with many problems. We're dealing with many situations. But as quiet as it's kept, God is still in control. Amen. We must recognize the fact that As we go through life, we graduated from one degree to another. As you graduate, you have hope in a God who can do anything. This hope will be a blessing to you in the future. Here in Matthew's chapter 19, verse 26, the word of God says, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." So I hope today to just talk a little bit about how things are possible with God. Amen. This isn't some pretense idea that comes out of superhero book. This is real. You believe in God who is real. And this very real God can do anything for you. And as you step into the future, you can trust him. From personal experience, I know where he has brought me from. Amen. Because with him, all things are possible. Let's think about this verse as we consider your graduation. Do you know why Jesus said these words? The disciples was talking about how difficult it was for a sinful person to get to heaven. Jesus had just told them that it's very difficult for anyone who loves money to go to heaven. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who loves money to go to heaven. When the disciples heard this, they were astonished, and everyone struggled with a love for money. You know how we are. We just love money. We got to have it, amen, because everything costs you something. Everyone struggles with sin. That's why the disciples asked, "Who then can be saved? How can anyone get to heaven?" We are all so sinful all the time. And that's when Jesus said, "With man, this is impossible." Just stop here and think about what Jesus is saying. It's impossible for a sinful human being to go to heaven based on their own good works, their own life. Maybe you heard people say, "I'm just trying to be a good person. Then God will let me into heaven." Jesus says, no, it doesn't work that way. It's impossible. The Bible never says if you are a good person and try really hard, you will go to heaven. The Bible does say that if you want to earn your way to heaven, fine. Here is how you do it. Be perfect. Never be greedy. Never have any bad thoughts. Never have any bad words come out of your mouth. Always be perfect. Can you do that? No. Neither can I. Nobody can. Amen. Each one of us was born with original sin. And as we grow up, we sin more and more every day. We can never be perfect. And that's why Jesus says, with man, this going to heaven is impossible. But then Jesus encouraged us. He says, with God, all things are possible. All things. Think about it. That includes getting a sinful person like you and me into a perfect heaven. Here's a test question for you graduates. How does a sinful person get into a perfect heaven? Well, the answer is by trusting in Jesus, who died on the cross for you, who rose from the dead, and who lives and rule eternally. You are going to heaven someday. You are a child of God right now. God loves you today and forever because of the sacrifice of his son, Jesus the Christ. Isn't that amazing? With God, all things are possible. Of all things you have learned over the last bunch of years attending school, nothing is more important than this. You know and you believe and you trust in Jesus, the Savior of all mankind. And of all the thousands of things you have learned in this grade school, nothing is more important than this. With God, all things are possible. This is your faith. And now you leave school and take your faith with you as you step out into the future. Does anyone know what the word graduation actually means? Graduation means to be done, to be finished. That's sort of true. You are finished here. You don't have any more classes to take to complete the 12th grade, and you get a diploma or your graduate degree from college, and that's a good thing. It's a reason to celebrate. But technically speaking, the word graduation doesn't actually mean to be done. It comes from the Latin word gradus, which means a step. To graduate means that you are taking a step. You are stepping up to the next level, which is high school or college. You are ready to take the next step. Amen. It's like a baseball player. He's been practicing and practicing. He hasn't played in the baseball game yet. He's still sitting in the dugout. Then the coach looks over at him and says, "You, get ready. You are going to bat next. You have been waiting for this moment for a long, long time. You have been practicing, and now it's your time for you to step up." You feel a little nervous as you take that step onto the field. You grab that bat, and you step up to the plate. You're ready. There's a real pitcher over there from a different team, and you're in a real game for the first time. That's you. That is the moment when you step into the game. The game is high school or college, and it's not a game. It's life. These 4 years in the time when you grew up from the eighth grader or senior who has parents to do just about everything for you in your young adult, who does most things for yourself? Are you ready now to step up? Are you ready to grow up and change into a real adult? Sometimes we feel nervous. I'm glad to be done with grade school, but I don't know if I'm ready for high school or college. I don't know if I'm ready to change into being an adult. The baseball player stepped up to the plate for the first time, and he's nervous. Knees are shaking, hands are sweating. Are you ready? You are. You have a special advantage over lots of other graduates in the world. You have something inside of you that no one can see. What do you have inside of you that no one can see? That there's something that you have that makes you special. That helps you when you feel afraid or nervous. Do you know what it is? Well, you have a Christian hope. You have a Christian faith. That's why your parents sent you to grade school. Not only did you get smarter there, but you got something inside of you. You have hope inside of you. That's why they send you to Sunday school. That's why they send you to Bible study. That's why they brought you to church, so that you can have something inside of you. And that is hope. You have hope in a God can do anything. You believe that with God, all things are possible. That's called hope. That's called faith. And you have that inside of you. John puts it this way: greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. What a special gift your parents have given you by sending you to grade school and college, sending you to Sunday school and Bible study. This God who can do anything has taken all of your sins away and has opened the doors of heaven for you. The same God is with you as you graduate, as you step up to high school or college. Don't be afraid. God is on your side. He's walking with you. He's walking beside you. He's walking behind you. He's walking in front of you. He's on top. He's beneath. He's all around you. When you fall in sin, this God who can do anything will forgive you. When you're in trouble and need help, this God, a man who can do anything, will deliver you. When you are scared and don't know what's going on, what's happening in the future, this God who knows the future can do anything, amen, to comfort you and to calm you so easily. With God, all things are possible. Just think about it for a moment. All the things you have learned about this God, how he made the world, how he covered it with the floods, how he parted the Red Sea, how he became a man and did miracles, how he died and rose from the dead, how he has taken your sins away and will someday raise you from the dead. Can you understand? God can do anything. God loves you, and he is with you. The question is, do you believe this? If you do, then you have hope. You are ready to take the next step as a graduate. So we say to you today, all graduates, we applaud you. We lift you up. We put you in the hand of a God that can do anything but fail. We turn you over to someone that will direct your path if you will allow him to give you the best in life, because it is his desire, amen, to give you abundant life. Amen. This God we serve is a God that is able. With man, that might be impossible, but with God, all things. Come on, somebody. Say, all things are possible. And if you just look at God's plan for you in your life, in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expecting end." God wants the best for you. He is able to do the impossible. All you got to do is keep trusting. Hold your faith in him, and he will see you through. Don't let life scare you. Remember, you walk by faith, not by sight. Because when you look around you, you'll see so many things that can distract you. We got to stay focused on the one that has life and death in his hands. Just remember, young folks, life is just like a vapor. It can rise up in the morning, and then all of a sudden, poof, it is gone. We don't know if we're going to live to get 25, 55, or 95. The main thing is the time that we live, live it to the best of your ability. And live it to give God glory. And God will have favor with you. And he will give you the best in life. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. We hope that this encouraged you today to keep holding on. Amen. Because we serve a God that can do the impossible. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Let us stand to our feet as we get ready to offer Christ to you today. No matter who you are, I want you to understand, I don't care what your age is, you're still a student in God's sight. We can learn something every day. Amen. So we haven't arrived yet. Paul says, I haven't arrived yet. Amen. But I'm striving toward the mark of a high calling that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. That's what we have to do. Strive for the better things in life. Sometimes in this world, we look around us and we hear of all the robbing and all of the killing that is going on. It's because these people don't have structure in their lives. And it's so sad that we've got children raising children. That's why we have so many problems and so many problems in our schools, even in our churches, of disobedient children, because we've got children raising children. We need to get back to home structure by the word of God. Amen. To be able to be, first of all, an example for our children to follow. Amen. Amen. And this is one of the problems in the home. The children don't have good examples to follow. I heard a preacher say on last evening in our prayer conference call, he says, if wolves raise you, you won't act like a wolf. Come on, somebody. Amen. Because that's all you know. But if you're raised in a good home, you have the DNA of good parents. Amen. And that's going to overflow into the community. And so this is what we are praying for our children, that we can give them a good DNA, that as they go through life, they can become all that God wants them to be. Amen. Praise God. Come unto Jesus while you have time. I wouldn't wait. I get in a hurry right now. I'll come. Come on to Jesus. Make up your mind. He will make your life brand new. Thank you, Lord. Oh, he will say, yeah, of you. Come to Jesus. Why? time. The door of the church is open to everyone today. Come by letter, Christian Experience Candidate of Baptism. The Lord says, whosoever will, let him come. There's nothing so bad that you've done that God can't save you. All you have to do is be submissive to his word. Come before him, confess your sins, and ask him to clean up what you messed up so you can start your life all over again. If that's you today, will you come? Give me your hand and give God your heart. Perhaps you're not here. You're at home, you're in your car, wherever you might be. We offer Christ to you today. Say to you that God is everywhere. He's not only here in the sanctuary, but he's where you are. So all you need to do today, if you want to accept him as your personal Savior, is pray the simple prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Now stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. We say to you, get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the word of God. God bless you as we come now before the Lord with our altar call. For those of you that got something heavy on your hearts that you want to release, God is available to take it away from you. He simply says, casting all your cares upon me because I care for you. If there are those that would like to come to the altar this morning, we invite you to come, amen, to bring your cares to the altar. We know that we have a lot of situations that is going on in our community, in our nation, in our world, that we just need to take to the Lord in prayer. So if it's your desire to be an intercessor this morning, to come, amen, to pray for all of those fallen victims, amen, those that was killed, amen, in that school, we ask that you would just come and just tell the Lord about it. Maybe there is some issues in your family that you need to bring to the Lord. Issues in your relationships you need to bring to the Lord. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God. We need to understand that. Sometimes we think that maybe something that we've done that God will not hear us. But let me tell you, believer, if you will just confess and ask God to forgive you of your sins, he will hear you. And he will answer your prayer. So if it's your desire today, once again, I'm going to ask Reverend Gordon if he would come and lead us in prayer. Amen. As we take everything to God in prayer. Pray for those bereaved families, especially in our church family. Pray for them if you will.
Father God,
yes,
we
Lord.
Come before you once again, Lord.
Here we are, Lord.
To give you glory, honor, and praise.
Yes, Lord.
And right now, Father God, you know the needs and the desires of your people, Lord. You know, Father God, that some are standing here this morning. They are standing in the gap for others, Lord. And as we're here at the altar, Father God, we just ask and pray right now, Father, for our sick and our shut-in, Lord. Those that are on their sick bed right now, Father, we pray, Lord, for divine intervention because we know that the healer is here. Yeah. And we thank you, Father God, for being a healer. We thank you, Father God. And we pray for divine intervention. We pray for healing, Lord. We pray for comfort, Lord. We pray, Father God, for those right now who have lost a loved one, Lord, in the recent weeks, Lord, over the past events, Lord, the massive shootings and killings that have taken place, Lord. We ask right now, Lord, that you comfort those people and console them right now
right
in
now.
The name of Jesus, Lord.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We pray, Father God, and ask, Lord, Because we know, Father, that only so much man can do.
Yes.
But you, Father, can do all things.
All
as
things.
Your word was preached, Lord.
Yes.
So we stand in the gap right now, Lord,
mm-hmm.
asking for your divine intervention,
yes.
Lord. We're asking for comforting, Lord.
Yes.
We're asking to be healed, Lord,
mm-hmm.
from our pain, Father God. And Father, we pray also, Lord.
Yes.
Of those who have their concerns, Lord, with themselves inside of their bodies,
yes, Lord.
Lord. If there's sickness going on,
mm-hmm.
Lord, we know, Father God, according to your word, Lord,
yeah.
that by your stripes that we are healed,
yeah,
Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're believing in your word this morning,
yes,
Father
Lord.
God. We're leaning on it. We're trusting in you, Lord.
Yeah.
And Father God, we will continue, Lord,
mm-hmm.
to know, Father, that you can do all things but things.
All things.
So we thank you and
thank
advance
you.
For that healing, Lord.
Glory.
We thank you and
thank
advance
you,
for that
Lord.
Deliverance,
yeah.
Father
yeah.
God. We
thank
you in advance,
yeah,
Lord,
thank
for
you.
Travel grace, Lord,
yes,
for
thank
those
you.
That are out of town right
yes,
now.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for traveling grace, Lord.
Yes,
we say
Lord.
Thank you in advance,
thank
Lord.
You.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father God, we just ask now,
yes.
whatever the need is, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I know my mind don't know what's in the hearts of your people.
Yes.
But I thank you for being all-knowing, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father God, whatever the need is,
yes.
we know that you are a need meter, Lord.
Yes.
We know, Father God, that you, Father,
mm-hmm.
you can fix whatever
yes.
is wrong in our lives.
Yes, Lord.
So we humble ourselves in this moment and ask that thy will be done,
yes.
but not our will be done.
Mm-hmm.
Lord. We pray, Father God, that your kingdom will come on earth.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
I ask now that you touch everyone at the sound of my voice,
yes.
Father God.
Mm-hmm.
Bless Pastor Steed and his family, Father
Do
God.
Lord.
We pray for all of the parishioners, Father
mm-hmm.
God, that may be here or wherever the journey has taken them.
Yes, Lord.
But I ask now, Father, that you shall bless wherever our feet shall tread,
mm-hmm.
Lord, and whatever we put our hands to do.
Yes, Lord.
It's in Jesus' mighty and awesome name. We say thank God.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Give
Amen. Give him praise.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Glory to God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Amen. Tell your neighbor on your way back, it's no secret what God can do. What he done for others, he'll do the same for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you so much. Amen. We thank our musicians, amen, for our song service this morning. Amen. I was waiting for the drummer and the bass guitar to grab a mic. Amen. But they All right. Thank you so much. Thank our ushers. Thank you so much. God bless you. Amen. Thank our sound technicians. Amen. Thank you for being here today. Amen. Just once again, so good to see Sister Daniels back. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We missed you. We missed you. So good to have you back. Amen. All right. If all minds are clear, let us stand as we get ready to go home. Amen. Everybody say amen. Everybody say yeah. Everybody say amen. Everybody say amen. Everybody say yeah. Everybody say amen. 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 Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, Amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the day and a wonderful week. Be safe. Wear your mask.